If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment, as always, comes from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, who are inviting you to join their local business leader community. You can get connected, stay informed, and drive progress with them. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. I'm joined in the studio, as I am most Fridays, by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, although we're getting closer and closer to kind of it being the final Conversations with the Mayors segment. Lydia, we'll just have to have you on for different reasons, I suppose.
I'm sure we can find some other reason.
there's a whole lot to talk about when it comes to Carrboro and many other things. But I mentioned that just because we're in a period right now where, oh man, it seems like these last few days, the election announcements have really, really kicked up. That's like half of my news block today on the show. And I imagine with you sharing this past fall that you were not going to be running for re-election as Carrboro mayor, that probably has people interested on whether you are looking to jump into any of those races. What are your thoughts on that, and what are your plans for these next few months?
Yeah, thanks, Brighton. Thanks for that question. You know, and I gave it a lot of consideration this year, especially in the spring and summer, when I knew I would not be running for mayor again, whether I would want to seek a seat in the General Assembly, and certainly after Representative Insko announced she would not be running. But you know, I knew that I wanted to serve out my term as mayor of Carrboro, which has been a lot of work right even up until today, and so I wanted to focus on that. And also, as your listeners, many of them know, I'm also a full-time law professor at North Carolina Central University, and that job just gives me so much joy and really satisfaction that when I started thinking about giving that up, just, you know, the quick turnaround of giving that up and then running for office and also trying to finish out as mayor on the heels of a two-year pandemic, the timing just was not there. And, you know, I've come to peace with that decision. You know, we have really good candidates running for all of these offices, and I'm kind of happy now to kind of ease out and watch from a distance and simply focus on teaching law, which is something I really, really enjoy and I think very important as well.
I was curious to, with all the changes that we're seeing of stalwarts in not just the state legislature, but also in Congress representing North Carolina, changing out this year due to new districts or age or whatever, I imagine is kind of a strange feeling stepping away from local government for the first time in a long time while all of that change is happening. But as you said, you feel good about all of the candidates and good about kind of this time period to do so.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the listeners who have not been involved with campaigns and running for office before may not, you know, really realize how much behind the scenes preparation and work there is to even, before you even launch. Like, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to run for X. You know, you have to do a lot of groundwork behind that. And, you know, so much of you know, running for elected office, too, is just timing in one's life and what works and what doesn't, you know. And so it just kind of came together this year in a way that it made more sense for me to sit, step back and truly just enjoy my last term here as mayor and watch others, you know, throw their hat in the ring and see them go forward.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that and look forward to speaking with you as mayor for the next few weeks or so. And you mentioned right up until today, man, there is so much happening in Carrboro right now. A lot of focus is, I think, starting to be on 2022, but we still have stuff to get through on the local government agendas before we hit a winter break, and that included a very busy Carrboro Town Council meeting on Tuesday night. We've been talking about Green Track stuff with so many people throughout the week, so, and we talked with you about it last week, too, ahead of those votes, so I did want to focus on some other things that were discussed, including the establishment of a community safety task force, which I know the town had in the works for a while, but now you have members on the task force.
Yeah, we on Tuesday appointed 6 members to our community safety task force. We'll probably appoint a 7th one. The council will probably appoint a 7th one in January. But this is, you know, we actually approved this this task force being established, I should say, you know, several months ago, and then just did a lot of recruitment around, you know, bringing folks to the table to be able to apply and so forth. And we wanted to make sure we got a really good group of applicants, a lot of diversity, a lot of varied experience. And you know, this group is going to also, so we're supposed to have 5 to 7 residents who have professional expertise and or lived experience in the criminal legal system, human services delivery, social work, public health, or, you know, community building with marginalized populations. And then we also will have, you know, a couple of 2 to 3 council members that will be liaisons, but we also are going to have staff liaisons, you know, from our housing and community development department, our police department, and our recreation, parks, and cultural resources department. So our hope is that with all of those folks with expertise and experience and just the lives they live, that they'll be able to work together, you know, really closely on the charge for the task force, which is pretty all-encompassing. I mean, it's... We have a laundry list as part of the charge, and then, of course, other items that may come up over the course of their work.
It feels even more poignant that that this was started and that these members were appointed and this group is going to be able to get to work in a week where the country has really been focused on the trial in Wisconsin regarding Kyle Rittenhouse. And, I mean, obviously, this group established back in the summer of 2020 in the wake of George Floyd and Jacob Blake. It feels like this is a problem that, as many of us know, is not going away anytime soon. And so it just fits well with the timing of, hey, here in Carrboro, this is going to be part of a main discussion we're focused on for a while now.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think folks know we've been doing a lot of police work in recent years anyway. I mean, I'm really proud of the work of our police department and the self-examination that they have done, and our council members, most notably our mayor-elect Damon Siles has led the effort on a lot of this. But just of you know, looking at, you know, statistics around stops, you know, policies we have that could be rewritten or reworked in a way that you know, were more fair and just, looking at bail bond monies and how that might, you know, be alleviated, and then just other things. I mean, essentially looking at public safety beyond policing, because it's not just our police folks that you know, can need to be a part of this solution. You know, engaging community members in the process and having honest conversation, I think, will help move us forward.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Townofcarrboro.org has all of the meeting materials from Tuesday's Carrboro Town Council meeting. What were some of the other highlights from Tuesday?
Yeah, one of the other things we did that night was we had a public hearing on our comprehensive plan, and we've had a couple of iterations of that out there on our website. The one on Tuesday that was presented, that was discussed, that we heard from a lot of folks about, is the latest iteration, getting pretty close to final, but it actually had taken into account a lot of suggestions that we and others had given in the previous months. And so that most current plan is now making its way to our various advisory boards for kind of a final look, final suggestions, and I believe that it's hopeful that it'd be on the council's agenda on February 22nd, kind of trying to maybe have it passed that night and or soon thereafter. In any event, we have to have it passed by July 1st, pursuant to some kind of directives given by the North Carolina General Assembly. But we feel really good about the plan. It's so awesome, and it's really turnkey, and you know, like if you want to learn about some specific area, it's really easy to kind of find where it is and go right to that page. It's very readable, a lot of good suggestions in there, a lot of work in there, a lot of policy, a lot of nuance. Folks who haven't seen it yet who are interested should give it a look.
Yeah, we know that it's going to be incredibly important to the town government and how it's approaching various aspects of its operations in the years to come. Lots of proclamations at this town council meeting, too.
We did. We had proclamations. And you know, they're really important ones, Brighton. One of them was, you know, proclaiming next Saturday as Small Business Saturday in the town of Carrboro. And you know, we've always kind of focused on local and Carrboro. It's obviously as important as ever, given, you know, the economic climate we have all dealt with in the last 2 years especially. Scott Connery from Carrboro, you know, Coffee Roasters, joined us for that reading and as a member of our Carrboro Business Alliance and, you know, kind of gave some remarks after that proclamation. You know, really, really urging folks, you know, come out on that Saturday and shop in Carrboro. And then on Monday, Cyber Monday, you can go online and shop in Carrboro. And for those that want to see, there's an awesome website that has been created. It's still being kind of updated, but it's basically CarrboroCheer.com. And that takes you straight through to the CBA site, kind of on the chamber website, but it has a whole listing of a lot of things that you can order online if you want to do that. And then, of course, he gave a shout out for Giving Tuesday, which is the next day, in support, of course, all of our nonprofits and folks that need to raise money that way. And then just reminding people that then that Friday, the 11th, is the Friday Art Walk. And that weekend, the 12th and 13th, is the Arts Center Elf Market, which, you know, will be here and be another opportunity to shop local.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know one of the other proclamations, too, that's actually tomorrow is Transgender Remembrance Day, right?
Yeah. So tomorrow has become annually Transgender Day of Remembrance, and this is something that, in particular, the Human Rights Campaign has focused attention on in recent years. In fact, this week they actually released a new report, and it's called "An Epidemic of Violence: Fatal Violence Against Transgender and Gender Nonconforming People in the United States in 2021," and you know it's. So this year we have at least 46 transgender, gender nonconforming people that were killed, and you know that's what's known, right? And again, this is the highest number ever since they started tracking this since 2013, and you know I think there was one previous year where it was slightly higher, but you know it's really really sad, and also it disproportionately affects women of color, So what we do in Carrboro, I've always issued this proclamation, but, you know, there's often just, you know, a kind of a gathering, just kind of, you know, of solitude and just remembrance of these folks who many people aren't even aware are killed or murdered just on the basis of who they are.
So that's coming up tomorrow. And if you want to check out the proclamation from Tuesday's meeting on that, or the Town of Carrboro's proclamation, that's going to be shared on their website, townofcarrboro.org. We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and we've got a few moments before we need to wrap up. Lydia, anything else happening around the town you want to let folks know about? I know that the film festival is happening this weekend. We've been doing a good bit of promotion for that.
You sure have. Yeah. I've heard it. It's great. if you want to take, if you want to go watch those films, go to the Arts Center, be vaccinated, take your mask. Tonight, tomorrow begins around 10:15 and goes through the evening, actually. And of course, Sunday, 12 to 6 with that final film, which sounds like it's going to be really awesome. We also just kind of reminding folks that next week, of course, Thanksgiving week, town offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday. If you're a Carrboro resident who has your trash picked up by Carrboro, your trash day will be 2 days earlier than usual. As for recycling, no recycling, obviously, on Thanksgiving Day, but that Thanksgiving Day recycling will take place on Saturday. So you'll still have those services next week, just slightly different days.
Absolutely. And if you need to keep track, we'll have something shared on our website, but townofcarrboro.org is going to have all the information you need when it comes to Carrboro operations. As always, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Brighton.